can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchup. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to FanDuel Manual.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Chris. All right, here's what we're going to talk about here. Let's talk about how this is set up and what's the point of this whole thing and how we're going to help people win money on their FanDuel Manual challenges each week.
Sounds good.
Best podcast ever so far.
I thought you were leading us.
A wise broadcaster once said, sometimes the best things to say are nothing at all. Just enjoy what you see.
Oh. Maybe we should, that's great. Next time we'll do a three-way time. That'll take us about an hour to figure out.
I'm not sure that applies to the radio or podcast either.
It's preseason for everybody.
All right, I'll tell you. I'll start it off here. We're basically what we've done, thanks to a lot of experts have put together a lot of numbers on what they think everyone's going to do week to week. And everyone's typically in a fantasy football league, and you pick a team, and it's going to last you the whole year. Well, FanDuel is a different format, and basically you're picking auction style every single week. So what we've done is compiled what the experts are saying week one projections are, and we put those against the salary. And we're going to give you the best, basically, dollar value per point according to what the experts in the industry are saying. Basically, right now, we're excluding Thursday night games. We're talking specifically about the 1 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, and then also including Monday Night Football. I am very excited that football is back. I'm a huge Denver Broncos fan, and I'm a little nervous to watch the game at my house because the last game that I watched at my house was the Denver Broncos against the Ravens, hosting the Ravens. We got murdered.
Didn't get murdered. So another thing is, if you're not familiar with FanDuel, it's an online website, FanDuel.com, where you can go and you can actually bet your own money. You can either play against players, you can play against random people, or you can also get in contests to see if you can be in like the top 10 or top 100, where you'll also make money. So what we're hoping to do here is give you a competitive advantage over a person that's just choosing it based on emotion. We're taking all the experts from Fantasy Sharks, CBS Sportsline, and ESPN, averaging all their scores, and then comparing it against the auction values. So that way you have the most educated guess, and you can maximize the money you have in your auction.
And at the same time, one of the best parts about fantasy football is you can take the information from all these experts, just like we do. We have no shame in admitting that, but at the end of the day, you kind of, on FanDuel, you can come up with your own strategies, how you want to spend your money. And, of course, you know, if the money is right and it makes sense, you can pick your favorite guys, too. So the emotional aspect of it is still there.
Exactly, because what we're going to do in a little bit is go through we each did this example. We have this spreadsheet that shows us exactly how much money they cost and the projections, and we're going to compare our teams, and I can guarantee you we do not all have the same team. So it'll show that you can also, you're not just reading the spreadsheet, you're also taking in your football knowledge and your emotions into it.
I'll tell you what, if we all have the same team right now, that would be incredible. And I think that team would for sure win. But I don't think that's going to happen. I also thought that the information that we have in the spreadsheet was completely proprietary, but it's not. It is from the experts that Doug mentioned. So
next week,
But we're sort of like the common man doing this, because just like everybody else out there, we turn to ESPN and CBS and Yahoo and whatever the case may be. And in the olden days, we all went out and bought our magazines as well. So we're trying to use a little bit of, you know, what we think is experience now and kind of compare our opinions, because we're confident enough against the experts. So it's really getting it from all angles here. It's kind of nice.
Chris, I have a question for you. What experts do you trust the most? And second follow-up question, what was the last magazine that you purchased?
Yep. Years ago, I relied on a guy named Greg Ambrosius. He was from Fantasy Baseball magazine, which back in the day it was called Fantasy Baseball, but the Fantasy Football issue was ironically their biggest selling magazine of the year. And I followed him for years. He's one of the original fantasy gurus, if you will. Now I know he's popular, but I think that the angle and the research that Matthew Berry gives us is pretty good.
I'm glad you said somebody who does fantasy football. I prefer Matthew Berry as well.
Who do you guys go to besides me? I know I'm kind of like your go-to, but other than me.
Basically, I am glad that we put this spreadsheet together, because, you know, you'll watch all the shows, you watch all the things, and from one person to the next, it can be a completely different analysis. So it makes me very nervous that everybody seems to think they know a different in and out of it, whereas at least with this spreadsheet, we're able to kind of consolidate it all, come up with averages. So that way, if you're following one guy and he maybe had too much to drink the night before, you're not completely screwed that way.
Right. Yeah. I love it when I'm in a league and, like, it's so clear that somebody else is using, like, a Yahoo sheet, and I'm using a totally different sheet. Like, everyone else in the league is using, like, a Yahoo sheet, and I can't believe some of the guys who are left on the board or something
right.
like that. I totally agree, though. I think this puts it in perspective, because everyone's going to have an average. We're taking three experts from three different areas. The salary doesn't change. FanDuel set. So basically what we're trying to do is give you the lowest dollar per point. You want to spend the least amount of dollars for the most amount of points. So let's just get into it. I think we should start with quarterbacks. Actually, you know what? Maybe we should start. Let's start here. I'm going to go through some of the scoring for offense. Should I do that? Do you guys care? Do you want me to go through what scoring is? Or people can check that out on their own.
Yeah, you can do a couple of those.
All right, so it's for every rushing yard you get, for every 10 rushing yards you get 1 point. Rushing touchdowns are 6 points. Passing yards, you get 0.04 points. Passing touchdowns are 4 points. Interceptions is -1. Every 10 receiving yards is a point. Receiving touchdowns, I mean, I think it's all pretty standard. Receptions, it's not a PPR, it's a half a point per reception. Kicking return, punt return, touchdowns are each 6. A fumble loss is -2. I think everything else is pretty standard. The big difference is it's a half a point per reception from a regular standard league. Everything looks the same on defense. I think the big difference is the only thing you really have to think about is we're not talking at all about Thursday games. We're talking about Sunday games and Monday games. And you have to pick a QB, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense. For this spreadsheet, we did not take into account kickers or defense. However, I picked a kicker and a defense for my team, and I'm sure each of you guys did also, because for this this contest, there's whoever has the top score gets $3,000. It's a $1 entry. And you have a $60,000 bankroll to spend on your team. So why don't we get started with quarterbacks? Chris, talk to me about your quarterbacks.
Okay, one of my strategies for every position with FanDuel, as I'm sure most FanDuel players would agree, is that you want to kind of combine the quality of the player that you're selecting, but quite often a tiebreaker, along with salary, obviously, is the opponent. So I try to combine that, and I look for a decent salary with a team playing a weak defense. And the quarterback that I took here, and for the record, I am high on him all all year is Andrew Luck.
You're high on Adderall?
I believe he's sort of middle of the road in terms of his salary here, $8,500.
His average points right now looks like it's 20.9. So he's just around 21 points is what the consensus is. And for his, yeah, for 8,500, I think that's a good value. For me, are you thinking because he's going up against the Raiders, does that make a big difference for you?
I mean, I would definitely lean in Luck's direction because of that. If there was sort of a tiebreaker with another quarterback I was thinking of, I think the Raiders are just pathetic. I don't care if anybody in Oakland even hears this. I think you guys are the worst. But I think every week until I see otherwise, I'm going to look for teams that are playing the Oakland Raiders.
I agree with that philosophy, especially when it comes to defense. Actually, I was thinking about taking Indy. Actually, I probably will pick up Indy in a lot of my fantasy leagues just because how they're inept at offense. But, I think that makes sense. I'm going with, I have two quarterbacks. So I'm looking at Matt Ryan. I know he's one of the pricier, you know, when we're looking at salary, we're talking about the very top guy is Drew Brees. He's 9,600. The very bottom guy is Brandon Weeden at 5,200. Matt Ryan is closer to the top at 8,800, but he's projected the same amount of points on average as Drew Brees, more than Aaron Rodgers. Cam Newton's up there, but Cam Newton is 9,200. So for me, I selected Matt Ryan. The other guy who was interesting to me was Romo, and it's because I just feel like the season opener, Giants versus the Cowboys, feel like it's going to turn into a shootout and it could be just a high scoring affair. Romo is projected at 22.8 and he's at 8,200. So I like both of those.
Since you mentioned Romo, Brendan, just real quick for the listeners, a third tiebreaker, if you will, for me is if they're playing a home game and Tony Romo is playing at home. So I think that's important as well.
Okay. Yeah, Matt Ryan is at New Orleans, but I feel like classic New Orleans and Atlanta, it's always a shootout.
Right.
So for me, I feel like that could just get, could net that guy a lot of points. Doug, where are you at with this?
I like both of you guys' picks. I did go with Tony Romo. I just think that whole Sunday night big show thing is gonna be good for him. Also, the defenses haven't really seen anything too quick yet, so usually I wouldn't like to go against the New York Giants defense, but I think just because it's week one, it's on the big stage, they're going to be fine. Also, when we look at our spreadsheet, it is the lowest dollar amount per point out of any of the quarterbacks. So he is averaged to get a point every $359.
Yeah,
whereas, you look at Sam Bradford at the opposite end, you know, he's a steal at 7,200 maybe, but, you know, he's only projected 11.9 points, so it would cost you $603 for every point you get. So that's another good thing about this spreadsheet is that not only can you look at the points they're going to get, the salary, but then it helps you break it down so you see what you're going to get for that amount. And Tony Romo was number one on that.
Yeah, you picked the guy at the top of the list. I mean, the easiest thing about like you're saying with the spreadsheet, if you just sort it by the dollars per point and you look at, let me spend the least amount of dollars to get the most amount of points. Tony Romo is first. Matthew Stafford is second. And he's going at 8,500. That would be another great pick. He's projected at 23.3. And Matt Ryan's third on that list. It looks like Luck's further down on the list. But still, you know, he's only
a point behind and you get him for so that's a good
and that's the thing where what Chris is talking about that I like. It's, you know, you can go with experts all day long, but at the end of the day, when you think about Andrew Luck playing the Oakland Raiders, and Luck is at home, it's like, all right, yeah, that sounds like a good matchup. I like that better than I like some of these other ones.
In full disclosure, too, Brendan and Doug had a lot more to do with putting the spreadsheet together, and I'm still kind of trying to figure it out myself. So really, you're gonna. For the most part, probably here's some picks from some different angles. Doug's right there was very calculated. I just kind of went with my traditional reasons for doing things, and Brian was sort of in the middle. So you get
actually, so here's, yeah, here's how, here's what it looked like. I feel like you went for, high upside against a shaky defense and at a good bargain. Doug, you picked, you just went straight across the board and said, who's the best points per dollar? And I went with who is projected at the highest number of points. I sorted it by highest projected points and took the guy, there were three guys with 24.1 points, and I took the guy who cost the least in that Ryan. So, I mean, there's, yep. You know, you can go either way with that. Let's take a look at running backs right now. Doug, where are you at with running backs?
So, let me look here what I have for the running backs here. So you get to choose two running backs. You get to choose three receivers. So you kind of just, what will happen as you go through the spreadsheet and you pick people.
Doug, I think you're saying, like, are people going to have access to the spreadsheet? I haven't decided that yet.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll give them a link or whatever. But the key to when you do FanDuel is you're not really going to be keeping track in your mind. You're going to know kind of where you're at. And then you'll end up getting to the end of picking your team. And say you had $60,000 to spend, you'll now have you've spent $54,000 when you get to the end. You'll realize you have some money to play with. So at that point, you can now go back and take a look at maybe there's some better options, since you have this extra money to spend. So when I was looking at mine, I went with, once again, I took, you know, the best, average per point because I felt like this is,
yeah, boy. You know, I know who it is.
LeSean McCoy, who's going to get 17.7 points and only cost you $8,300. And then my next running back I went through is Frank Gore, who's scheduled to get 14, and the salary is only $6,800. So just to put that in perspective, when you do all the other people's points, let me put these in order here, 14 points for Gore is only cost $6,800. But if you do 13.4 points for Maurice Jones-Drew cost you $7,500. So, you know, you kind of look at that and try and figure out the best bargains on the board for the points.
Yeah, absolutely. I took McCoy. I went just straight down the board and I saw McCoy's at 17.7. So just to put that, to put that in perspective, he costs $8,300. And the next guy shows, is slotted to get 17 points on average, and he costs $8,400. That's Trent Richardson. Jamal Charles is also, his average projection is 17 points, but he's $8,800. So I kind of sort by the, I like to look at who's projected to get the most points and then where the values are. LeSean McCoy pops out clearly as the number one value to me. And then I like Trent Richardson at home against Miami. I feel like it's going to be a reliable running back to put in my lineup. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah. I went with Reggie Bush. I have a feeling he didn't pan out so hot on the spreadsheet. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to look it over too well. I went with Reggie Bush, a home game against Detroit. I value him pretty highly this year. I feel like they're going to utilize him out of the backfield quite a bit. Even though it's only 0.5 points per reception, I really feel like he can make up some ground there with what he doesn't get on running.
What do you think? How many receptions do you feel like? 8 receptions 60? In the game?
Yeah, I feel like he'll get at least 60 this year, which for a running back, I mean, he's a running back, so he's going to get those points. But now you're also talking like he's also a low-end receiver. He's like a 2-for-1. And Stafford's going to sling the ball around. He throws it more than any quarterback in the league, and that was without a true pass-catching running back. Last year, Detroit had Joyce Bell and Mikel LeShore combined for, I believe, around 80 in the two of them, and they are below-average running backs. Now they have one of the best pass-catching backs that there ever was. So you better believe that they're going to throw the ball to him. And he's going to have room to run after the catch, too, because people are going to be downfield covering you-know-who in Calvin Johnson. So I'm excited about Reggie Bush this year.
All right.
The other back I took, I uh, checked out the values on FanDuel, and I wanted to find somebody who I knew was guaranteed a lot of touches and was basically a starting tailback, but sort of the bottom of the barrel. And I went with Darryl Richardson there. Darryl is also facing Arizona.
Yeah,
I think they have a great secondary in Arizona. I'm not sure about the front line yet. And I just think for that value at $6,000 compared to, you know, the high end being Adrian Peterson's $9,500, I think you save $3,500 on a guy who's still a starting running back. It was pretty good value there.
Yeah, I feel like you're saving your money right now. You are definitely saving your money on running backs. When I first looked at running backs, when I first put my line together without looking at any of these projections, I had Sproles and Reggie Bush.
Okay.
As kind of guys that I would think were going to get. I got rid of Sproles pretty quick just because I don't really know the situation in New Orleans, but I do agree and think that Bush is going to catch a lot of passes this year. I feel like that's kind of what that offense does. I don't know, you know, I don't know how he's going to look if he's just kind of running the ball up the middle or anything like that, but I think that's his.
Well, I think when your receiver is Calvin Johnson, you're not going to turn your offense into, you know, smash mouth ball control. So you're going to pass either way. So I think that's a good sign for Reggie.
All right. All right. So right now, Chris, I think you are saving the most money so far. When we get into wide receivers, we're going to be talking about three wide receivers.
Right.
And I have a feeling Doug and I are going to have one of the same guys on this list. Doug, do you have Pierre Garçon?
I do not have Pierre Garçon.
Really?
Wow.
Really.
You know,
I had some extra money, and I went with a different way. And I do have Vincent Brown, which is not a great receiver, but it's a good bargain.
Pick. He's the number one bargain out there.
And then I have Calvin Johnson. He had the most points, and that's where I spent my extra money. So I did have, I believe I had Pierre Garçon, and then I got to the end and realized I had like 4,000 extra bucks. So I was like, oh God, I got to get someone better. So I looked where I could get the most points in that $4,000, and I was able to get to Calvin Johnson. And then my last receiver is
DeSean Jackson. I was going to say before you went on to Jackson, with Calvin Johnson, even though, you know, that's kind of one of the things that I know that they have the expert leagues on FanDuel where instead of getting 60,000, what is it, Chris, you get 55? 55. I mean, that makes your decision. There's no way you can, I mean, if you spend all your money on a guy like Calvin Johnson in an expert league, you're going to be picking up, you know, high potential scrubs, basically. But I kind of looked at that also because even though Calvin Johnson is the most expensive wide receiver, you know, he costs $8,800. But everyone's projecting him to get the most points this week. The next guy is $500 less, and that's Dez Bryant, who is one of the guys that I took. But we're talking about a $50 per point difference because Calvin Johnson, even though he is projected the highest, when you looking at the best value, he's still the number four guy overall. So I like that. I like that pick, especially if you have the money to do it.
Right.
Chris, who do you have?
I kind of went a similar philosophy as Doug. Actually, as both of you guys. I knew I didn't have some money left over, so I kind of aimed high. And I took Julio Jones at a little bit less than you guys at 8,000. Sort of the same theory that you used, Brendan, in selecting Matt Ryan, I believe. I just feel like it's going to be a shootout between those two teams. And, you know, New Orleans is going to score, and Atlanta's going to have no reason not to pass the ball quite a bit. And why not take the guy who's the best receiver on their team? My next guy that I took, a little bit of homerism here, a little bit of logic as well. At $6,700, I took Danny Amendola at Buffalo, who I don't think any of us know what Buffalo is going to look like. So, pretty decent pick there. And then,
before we go any further.
Well, you can also say pretty decent pick for your own.
Yeah, before we go any further, We're right now we're kind of spinning the globe. We're spinning the globe a little bit on this call. Where, Chris, where are you broadcasting from at the moment?
My bedroom.
What state is that located in?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Something in your bedroom, say you're at the Sports Hub Central or something cool.
Yeah. I'm at the studio.
Yeah.
Great. Alright, so basically you have high hopes for Danny Amendola and you feel like it was a good bargain. I want to go back to what you said before you give me your last wide receiver. You said Julio Jones, you feel like there's gonna be a little bit of a shootout. Julio Jones is still a good value. I mean, he's $8,000. It's an even $500 per point. I think that's pretty good value. I think that's a good value. I mean, especially for someone like Julio Jones. I went with Matt Ryan as my quarterback because I think it's going to be a shootout between Atlanta and New Orleans. I feel like, and Doug went with Romo, I think probably for the same reason. And that's why I took Dez Bryant. I feel like the two main guys, for me, Dez Bryant's the main guy who's going to be getting the targets in from Romo. With Julio Jones, I feel like he has huge upside. There's a little bit more competition. That's kind of why I chose Dez Bryant over Julio Jones, because I looked at him also. Dez is $300 more than Julio. But I had to save some money. I didn't get to choose an all-star like Danny Amendola. I had to go with Pierre Garçon, who's the number two on the value chart. I don't know. I just like, especially with where RG3's at and with Shanahan's game plan, there's not going to be as many runs. He's going to be forced to pass it, and that's who he's going to pass it to. And my next guy was Golden Tate, who is the number three, on the value chart, for dollars per point. And I just really like Golden Tate. He looked good in the preseason. I think anybody from Green Bay hates Golden Tate, but I like him this year, and I like him week one. So I got Dez Bryant, Golden Tate, Pierre Thomas. Who's your third, Chris?
I went T.Y. Hilton at 5,800. Pretty good value there, I thought. Sort of an old school thing that was pretty popular for a while is to get that QB wide receiver combo. Not that it matters, but again, Oakland at Indy. Andrew Luck is able to sling the ball around a little bit. I like T.Y. Hilton's chances. He had a great second half of the year last year, second full year. A lot of times the receivers make a nice jump there. Where it's week one, I want to see what he can do for 5,800.
I thought his name was Ty Hilton.
No, it's not Manuel.
No. I like T.Y. I picked him up in both my fantasy leagues this year. I think that's a good pick. All right, now I think we're going to be vastly different with tight ends. I sort of went against projections and went kind of off of my. I went with something that you would pick straight out of your bedroom, Chris. Zach Sudfeld. What do you think about that guy?
I have him on a couple fantasy teams. I don't have him starting yet because you just don't know with the Patriots.
You don't even know if he's starting on the team, let alone your fantasy team.
Or you could start Nick and block all day. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty good. How many points do you get for blocks?
I don't know if you're making fun of me or Brendan.
Yeah, me neither.
What are you saying? I think this, if you're going to take Sudfeld, you do it before Gronk gets back, obviously. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's kind of a little bit slower Gronk. I know I'm not making him sound great, but he's like a big, huge guy, and he's got good hands. Brady trusts him. At least in the preseason, he hit him with two touchdowns, right?
You know why Brady trusts him in the preseason is because it doesn't count.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be funny. I feel like you don't know what Brady's going to do. You don't know what Belichick is going to dress up. I don't know who's going to suit up. You don't know what McDaniels is going to call. You're going to throw a wild card. You don't even know what they're going to do with
the money. You're so happy about that, aren't you? That you just don't know.
No.
Is that a positive thing?
I think non-fantasy-wise it's kind of cool, but fantasy-wise it's very frustrating no matter where you're from.
Okay. But non-fantasy-wise, you're proud of it.
Whether you're in this bedroom right now or not.
I'll never forget when we were playing you guys, you kept texting me wrinkles. Little wrinkles that he puts in the offense. Little wrinkles, he kept saying. It made me so pissed. All I kept
texted me that at 4 in the morning the other night. I had no idea what that meant.
Little wrinkles.
Little wrinkles. I couldn't sleep.
I was so nervous about this call. I thought it was going to be so weird.
Yeah, it is.
That was actually a big time.
All right. Well, I went with Sudfeld. God, I hope he plays. Otherwise, my team's going to be sound so stupid. I should have just sent him to me.
All right. Well, I went ahead and went with a tight end that's for sure going to start this week.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jimmy Graham. I know that's a big surprise pick, but the thing you got to remember in this thing is you have to spend all the money. Like, you don't want to leave, say that $60,000 amount you have, you don't want to leave and still have $1,000 left to spend. So I spent it all up to $100, and I was able to get Jimmy Graham, who my philosophy is if the best bargain is also the person that scores the most amount of points, you have to take that guy for sure.
All right. That is solid logic. Can't argue with that.
I'm going to get a pen. Can you say that again?
All right. I do want to reiterate that point because Graham, everyone has him. I mean, everyone knows that even in regular fantasy leagues, he went in second, even third round in some people's, in most people's drafts. But for week one, in a shootout against Atlanta, Jimmy Graham is going to get a lot of catches. And right now, he's on average projected at over 14 points. The next closest guy is Vernon Davis against Green Bay, and he's at under 12 points. It's not even a question of value. I like that, but I just didn't have the money left over.
I still went with myself.
I'm sticking with it. I might have to do some tweaks.
Little wrinkles.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
All right, just to piggyback on Doug, I also want Jimmy Graham. Obviously, it's a very obvious pick. But one thing you can sort of tell pretty easily here on FanDuel is Jimmy Graham costs $7,500. Tony Gonzalez is the next tight end, with the exception of Gronk, who's not playing, and he's at $6,900. But the disparity from Jimmy Graham with Gronkowski injured to the next best tight end is greater than any other position. You heard the guys talking earlier about Calvin Johnson to Des Bryant to Julio, those top tier receivers. I think we all agree that Calvin's number one, but it's sort of like a 1A, 1B situation with receivers and running backs and quarterbacks as well. Jimmy Graham's far and away better than the other tight ends that are available. He sees the ball more, and he's only $600 more in price. I think it's well worth it.
Agreed.
Now, let me talk to you also a little bit about this. So, for $7,500, guys that are going in that range, $7,500, we're talking about guys like Larry Fitzgerald. We're talking about guys like Andre Johnson and somehow more Vincent Jackson. For running backs, guys that are going around that same price, David Wilson, who I also think is a good pick. He's $200 more than Jimmy Graham, and he's projected at 2 points more. That's kind of why I wanted to save the money at tight end. For that price, I'd rather spend it. I just felt like you could get better value somewhere else. I mean, I understand why he did it, especially because he's going to be consistent. He's for sure going to see the ball. He's going to score points. My guy might not even start.
Do you think Fitzgerald and Jackson and David Wilson are going to get more points than Jimmy Graham?
I'm not sure if they are or not. I feel like they'll score around the same amount of points. They're projected higher. They're all projected higher. All those guys.
I just think that if I was going to choose David Wilson or Jimmy Graham, and it was just heads up how many points they get, I would probably choose Jimmy Graham.
I think we should make a little wager on this. So who are you saying is, you think that Jimmy Graham,
I think
get more
Jimmy
points
Graham
than Larry
will have
Fitzgerald?
More points than Larry Fitzgerald, yes.
They cost the same amount of money. Actually, you know what? The average projection says you're right also. So I'm not going to touch that. No, I'm not going to mess with that. I think you're, you know what, I think out of the tight ends, he's clearly the one that you're going to trust the most. Out of all the rest, you're taking a gamble, so I decided to take the gamble. Save my money and spend it elsewhere. Alright, so right now that completes that's it for our teams. Now we've got kickers and defense. I have a little bit extra money left over, because I went
with How much money do you have left over?
$400 extra to spend on a defense. So, you know what? I'm gonna add up our team's, points. Do you guys wanna give me your, kickers and defense?
So I added mine up already, but my kicker is David Akers. I just thought Minnesota, Detroit in the dome probably would be high scoring. And then my defense, I did Tampa Bay against the Jets. I just can't imagine them doing anything against anybody right now with a brand new quarterback and everything.
All right. For me, the kicker, I went with Greg Zuerlein. He was, not that you're saving a ton of money here, but he was at the lowest of the starting kickers at $5,000. And if he gets a hold of one from 50, do you get a few more points for that, guys? You know?
Let me look it up.
What's his nickname? Legatron or something?
Legatron, yep.
Hey, just so you know, I picked Legatron also, just because his name is Legatron. Doug, yeah. Doug, you can have Megatron. I want Legatron.
Want to make that bet, too?
No. If you make a field goal from 50-plus yards, you get 5 points.
That's a little something. I mean, they're trying to split hairs. Then defensively, I too went with Tampa, Doug. Same reasons as you, not to mention the fact that it's a rookie quarterback who was fairly unimpressive in the preseason and has not faced an NFL defensive scheme in his life ever.
Right.
All right. I just added up Chris's team points. I went with Sean because he is the man. I also went with New England's defense against Buffalo. Because I had the points, I really was thinking also about Indy, who's playing at home against Oakland. Just feel like with that, they have that rookie QB. What's his name?
Yep. Pryor.
Terrell Pryor.
Oh, he's going to be terrible. So here's the deal. With defense, the most expensive defense is $5,700. The least expensive defense is $5,000. I think Houston is a good play versus, at San Diego, at $5,500. I think New England at Buffalo at $5,400 is a good deal. I may see if I can figure out a way to spend a little bit of extra money on one of my wide receivers because Indy versus Oakland at home, for the cheapest amount you can spend is a good deal. But anyway, I went with New England. Same thing with kickers. It's the max you can spend on a kicker is $5,400. The cheapest is $4,900, and it's only one guy. I don't even know who it is. $5,000 is the average. So I went with Legatron at $5,000. Let's talk about overall my team's total points. I mean, obviously, we're not looking at kickers or defense, but my team's total points is 106.2 based on the average of what the experts are saying.
Okay.
Chris, you went you didn't really go based off of the spreadsheet.
just say it. What's his points?
Your points are 98.6.
Fine.
No,
it's like my temperature.
It's like my favorite band.
98.6 degrees.
Doug, where are you at? I didn't do yours. What is it? What, you said you already added yours up.
I have 109.6.
Ooh. All right. So here's the deal.
If you guys want.
What? You want to do one together where we enter our teams?
Yeah. For like $1 or some fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we should do that. But I also remember how hard it was to set this up last year.
No, it's fine, everyone.
All right, let's do it. All right, so right now, I'm going to go back through my team. I've got Matt Ryan as my quarterback. I've got LeSean McCoy and Trent Richardson as my running backs. My wide receivers are Dez Bryant, Bolden Tate, Kier Thomas. I'm going with Zach Sudfeld as my tight end.
Pierre Garçon.
What did I say?
Your son.
Garçon. Legatron and New England.
Yeah. I'll go next. My quarterback is Andrew Luck. Running backs, Darrell Richardson, Reggie Bush. Wide receivers, Julio Jones, Danny Amendola, T.Y. Hilton, tight end, Jimmy Graham, kicker, Legatron, and then Tampa Bay D.
All right. I have got Tony Romo, LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson. Not doing this in very good order here. Vincent Brown.
What is
Tampa Bay's defense? Tampa Bay's defense?
It's Johnson, too. You remember him?
Hold on. Let me get this a little bit better order. Give me one.
How did you write this? He wrote it in four different walls in different rooms of his house.
All right. Let's try that again. Tony Romo is my quarterback. My running backs, we got LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore. And my receivers are Vincent Brown, Calvin Johnson, and DeSean Jackson. My tight end is Jimmy Graham. Pretty perfect pick. And I got defense Tampa and kicker Akers.
All right. Anything else anyone wants to add? Any sneaky picks? Anything that you
want to add? No, one thing I would say, though, is that we will go back and, you know, I mean, these are all projections. And
we got to validate. It's
going to happen. Yeah, so we'll go back. We'll not only look at how players did, we'll look at how they rated against ESPN or any other places. We'll also look at if there's big differences between things. And we'll be able to, as the season goes on, kind of hone our skills in the spreadsheet to make sure we're giving you guys the best advice.
I think my only tip is when you're playing FanDuel and you see some salary remaining, like right now I have $200 remaining, just if you like your team, don't worry about spending every last dollar. You'll drive yourself crazy trying to spend every last dollar and probably picking a team that you like a little bit less than what you had a few minutes ago. So it is okay to have a few dollars remaining and just be happy with what you pick.
I like that because I went berserker trying to maximize the money. Doug, how much did you
cost? Brendan has $4,000 left.
Just stick to your guns, buddy.
I love that Sudfeld guy. I think he's going to do great.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, all right.
He'll be great.
All right. We'll check it out. Next week, we'll talk about, we'll look at how we did, each team versus each other. We're going to talk about any updates, any breaking news. Of course, we're going to talk about injuries. We're going to talk about impact, and then we're going to go back through and do it all over again.
Like
that. All right, man. Good luck. Go Broncos.
Yeah. FanDuel Manual here. Check it. When I was in the third grade, I thought football was gay. Then I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Matthew Berry was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's. That's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Manning at quarterback, the Seahawks on D. McCoy is your tailback and Graham at CE. Make sure you check the matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good luck, y'all.